91X News.
It's minus 1 degree and cloudy at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Renee Rogers. A 58-year-old Marmara woman is dead after a single-vehicle collision yesterday afternoon. Heather Wakeham died when her car rolled over on Highway 401 between Wallbridge Loyalist and Glenn Miller Road just before 2:30. The highway was closed for 4 hours. A Trenton homeowner is safe after his house went up in flames yesterday afternoon. Employees at a hair salon across the street from the house on Ontario Street saw black smoke pouring out the attic windows. That black smoke quickly turned into huge flames. One employee called 911 while another ran across the street to repeatedly bang on the locked door until the sole male occupant came out unharmed. The estimated cost of damage is $60,000. The fire is currently under investigation by the OPP. A man is fighting for his life after a violent incident last night. Belleville police responded to a disturbance on Valley View Crescent just before midnight. They found a 41-year-old man unconscious on the front lawn of a home. He's now in Kingston General Hospital with life-threatening injuries. A woman was also assaulted at the scene, but was not seriously hurt. A 57-year-old Belleville man faces charges of aggravated assault and 2 counts of assault with a weapon. Belleville police dealt with another unconscious male early this morning. They were called to Front Street shortly after 2 when they received word of a man who had passed out. The man refused medical attention and wouldn't give any information to police. He was left in the care of a responsible adult at the scene. A Belleville cab driver and another victim were assaulted in broad daylight downtown yesterday. Police were called to Front Street around 3:30 after a cabbie complained he'd been assaulted by one of his customers. During the commotion, a passerby stopped and tried to help and was also assaulted. Both victims walked away with minor injuries and didn't need medical attention. A 25-year-old Calgary man was arrested for 2 counts of assault and held for a bail hearing. Quinty West OPP showed up at a White's Road residence yesterday after a man claimed he had been assaulted by his wife. The female was arrested and charged with assault with a weapon. She was released with a promise to appear with a court date later this month. A stuck truck caused a train delay in Quinty West yesterday. OPP were called to the Canadian Pacific Bridge on 2nd Dug Hill Road, where they found a tractor trailer stuck underneath. An awaiting CP train was held back for a short time while the truck was removed and the bridge was checked over. The truck was badly damaged. The driver of the truck, a Mississauga man, walked away with some minor injuries. He is charged with disobeying a sign. Police from across Ontario have released details after rounding up suspects in a massive child pornography sweep. Detective Sergeant Frank Goldschmidt of the Ontario Provincial Police released the information at a news conference north of Toronto.
In all, 60 people have been charged with 213 offenses, and we anticipate that there will be several more charged. It is important to note that 3 of the accused cannot be identified under terms of the Youth Criminal Justice Act.
Police say they have not determined if the suspects were working together. Charges include sexual assault, internet child luring, possession, accessing, and making child pornography. The Conference Board of Canada is out with a gloomy prediction about Ontario's finances. The Ottawa-based economic think tank says the province won't be able to balance its books for a decade. That's because potential sustainable economic growth for Ontario is dropping to 1.9% a year. The board adds the 2022 target can only be met if the province reins in healthcare costs, increases, or raises taxes. The country's defense minister says he's not concerned by a NATO report that says Taliban believe they will return to power after coalition forces leave Afghanistan in 2014. Peter McKay says the Taliban is in disarray and its support continues to fall. He adds the more concerning aspect is the part of the report that links the insurgents to Pakistan's intelligence service.
That continues to be of concern. That is not a new reflection of Canada's opinion when it comes to any complicity that the Pakistan intelligence service would have with terrorist groups.
American Defense Secretary Leon Panetta announced yesterday that U.S. and other international forces expect to end their combat role in 2013. He says they will continue a training and advisory role with Afghan forces through 2014. Rescue efforts continue off the east coast of Papua New Guinea after a ferry sank today with more than 300 people on board. Australian authorities say at least 238 people have been rescued from the sea. Rod McGurk reports search and rescue efforts got underway shortly after the vessel sank.
The ferry has sunk around 10 miles from the main island of Papua New Guinea. There were a lot of vessels scrambled very quickly to the area to help in the search.
The cause of the accident is unknown. Officials in Egypt have launched an investigation into yesterday's post-game stampede in Port Said that left at least 74 people dead. Reporter Mark Levy says many Egyptians blame police and the ruling military for failing to prevent the country's worst ever soccer violence, the deadliest such incident in the world since 1996.
There's no question that Egyptian police failed to control the crowd or stop the violence. Now there are kind of bizarre conspiracy theories afloat, as though Egypt's ruling military did this on purpose, as a way of showing it needs to stay in power and maintain order.
The Prime Minister announced today that he's dissolved the Egyptian Soccer Federation's board and referred its members for questioning by prosecutors about the violence. And Ontario's Wyerton Willie is predicting an early spring. Paolo Lorigio of the Canadian Press says some in the crowd were hoping for a different verdict from the groundhog this morning.
There were a lot of cheers from the crowd when the word got out, which is kind of surprising because initially they took kind of an unofficial poll before the verdict came down, and it seemed to be split pretty evenly with a lot of people still wanting more winter, but it looks like they're out of luck.
The forecast comes in the middle of an unusually mild winter that has taken even seasoned meteorologists by surprise. That's 91X News to 1206. Keenan Weaver has sports next.
Hey, it's simple. I want what I want when I want it.
At Quintessential Credit Union, we get you. We get that sometimes you need things right away. Things that you hadn't planned for financially. Would a student MasterCard help? With their competitive rates and limits of up to $2,000, you'll be able to buy what you need and keep your spending under control. Getting what you want when you want it is easy at Quintessential Credit Union. Come in. Talk with us. We're listening. We get you.
Quintessential Credit Union, Bavel and Trenton. My credit union, my community, my future.
Good afternoon. I'm Keenan Weaver with 91X Sports. In OHL action, the Belleville Bulls head to Kitchener tomorrow to take on the Rangers. The last time the teams met, the Bulls were defeated 5-4 on home ice. The Peterborough Stars will also head to Kingston to face off against the Frontenacs. There are 10 OHL games for Friday. In the Empire B League, the Campbellford Rebels head to Picton tonight to sweep the Pirates. And in the NHL, the Toronto Maple Leafs ended Pittsburgh's winning streak last night. Clark MacArthur scored late in the third period, and James Reimer stopped 25 shots in the Leafs' 1-0 victory to snap the Penguins' 8-game winning streak. Toronto was coming off a third-period collapse the night before in Pittsburgh, where the Penguins rallied from a 4-1 deficit to beat the Leafs 5-4 in a shootout. The top two teams in the NHL's Western Conference square off in Vancouver tonight as the Canucks host the Detroit Red Wings. It will be the third of four meetings between the two teams this season, with the series split at one win apiece. Also in the NHL, Carolina visits Boston, Montreal will head to New Jersey, Nashville is at Philadelphia, Winnipeg sees Tampa Bay, Minnesota visits Colorado, Chicago heads to Edmonton, Detroit is at Vancouver, and Dallas hits up San Jose. Hockey legend Gordie Howe is looking to raise awareness of dementia while feeling its effects himself. The 83-year-old is about to embark on another series of fundraisers for research into dementia. As Canadian Press reporter Donna Spencer says, Howe's dementia is currently mild and it's unclear how it will progress.
He's losing short-term memory and has trouble speaking in complete sentences sometimes. His family has decided not to chase a diagnosis or try an aggressive treatment because, all things considered, Gordy's doing pretty well. His personality hasn't changed. He knows who his friends and family are and can retain some new information, according to his son, Murray, who is a doctor.
Gordie Howe is scheduled to attend a Canucks game in Vancouver tonight to promote a Scotiabank Pro-Am in that city later this year. Marty Howe says the plan is for Gordie to help kick off the same tournaments in Edmonton, Calgary, and Toronto this spring. New England's all-pro tight end Ron Gronkowski missed his fourth straight practice yesterday with a high left ankle sprain. He says he's taking it day by day. And as it grows closer to Super Bowl 46, Giants quarterback Eli Manning says he's not worried about his legacy in New York. He's just trying to win.
I'm not worried about my legacy. I'm worried about winning a championship in New York Giants. For my teammates, my coaches, we've all worked hard. This is a team a team game. You play for your teammates and the player and the coaches and the organization that have helped you get here, and just looking forward to the opportunity to play on Sunday.
Super Bowl 46 will see the New England Patriots trying to even the score after the New York Giants were winners in 2008. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's all for sports. Here's Renee Rogers with 91x weather.
Looks like we're going to have a nice day. Today, mainly cloudy, clearing late this afternoon. The temperature steady near -1. Tonight, clear with a low of -10. Friday, sunny, increasing cloudiness early in the afternoon with 30% chance of flurries in the evening, the high of +2. And Saturday, sunny, the low -8, and the high of -2. At 12:10, it's -1 degree. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Renee Rogers with Keenan Weaver. News is next at 1.